Leasing. It's a financial transaction used by many people. Bunch of ways you can lease a vehicle, business location, tools, equipment, party supplies, a puppy. You heard me right. The concept of lease to own is applied to puppies and kittens. It comes with a high sales price that prohibits many people from simply buying one. The good news of being able to get that puppy your child really wants brings bad news with it. The financial terms, which makes some payday loan companies appear to be legit and fair. Thanks to a recent vote in the New Jersey State House in Trenton, this practice of pet leasing may be coming to an end in New Jersey. My next guest is with us to examine this whole issue. She is the Senior Director of State Legislation in the Upper Atlantic Region for the ASPCA. Deborah Bresch, how are you today, Deborah?
I'm great, thank you.
Of course, it's ASPCA.org. Learn more about this topic and the others are points of focus for the organization. I would bet a lot of people did not know that animal pet leasing was an option out there. Is this a fairly common practice?
Well, it's certainly done. The pet stores in New Jersey now say that they're not doing it, although we understand that they're actually now simply getting, you know, giving puppies to people who are willing to pay 150% in interest without the piece of where they can actually repossess the animal. But that's the problem with pet leasing, and that we now will probably have come to an end. I mean, I expect the governor to sign the bill that just was passed by the legislature. It prohibits, consumer pet stores selling cats, dogs, and dogs to individuals using these arrangements, these leasing arrangements, where the leasing company can actually repossess the animal. These are not trinkets. These are living creatures. And we don't think that if an individual misses a payment, the consumer should have to forfeit this now beloved animal either to the leasing company, or in some cases leasing companies have required that the consumer forfeit the animal to a shelter in order to get better terms. So, you know, we want to purge pet stores and online pet sellers of this tool to sell animals. But you know, at the end of the day, we still discourage people from buying from pet stores and online. We encourage people to adopt or go to breeders.
And certainly, there are so many annual shelters, a lot of them no-kill, which have limited space just because of their policies, that if you go to them, not only are you bringing a puppy or a kitten or even a more older dog or cat into your home, senior animals too, where a lot of these shelters have a surplus of those, for desirability reasons, but you're also helping these shelters because the more space they have at a more consistent flow, the more animals they can take in.
Absolutely. I mean, the purpose of getting rid of this practice of pet leasing was to ensure that pet stores and online pet sellers no longer have this additional means of selling these animals that come from puppy mills. But at the end of the day, the fact is the animals that they're selling, the dogs that they're selling, are from puppy mills. And so individuals should go to shelters where they can, or rescue organizations where they're actually saving an animal, or go to a good breeder where they actually can meet the female, the mother, and the father face-to-face, see the conditions in which the dogs are raised. I mean, we're gratified that the legislature now acknowledges that pet leasing should not be part of the scheme, the industry scheme in New Jersey to sell puppy mill animals to unsuspecting consumers. But we really hope at the end of the day that consumers will not patronize pet stores and will instead go to rescues and shelters or responsible breeders in their backyard.
If you want to look up these bills on the State House website, they're A4552 in the Assembly and S3531 in the State Senate. Go to njlegislature.state.nj.us to look up those. This would make New Jersey, surprisingly, only one of a handful of states that has banned this practice if it's passed, or signed into law, rather.
Yeah, it is a growing trend, though. I mean, there's a recognition of how these pet leases work and how they exploit both the animal and the consumer purchasing the animal. So, you know, increasingly, you see California and Nevada, recently Connecticut, and now New Jersey, And the trend will likely continue, but we are hoping actually that states will also look at possibly prohibiting the sale of these puppy mill dogs altogether.
Interesting legal question, because as you said, the animal is treated as a piece of property, ownership maintained by the person who is not making the payment, but the source of the animal. So I'm wondering legally, if a medical condition comes up, does the person who has possession of the animal while making payments have all the rights necessary to give proper health care to these animals?
Well, that's actually a really good question. The leasing company maintains that these puppies actually belong to them, thereby giving them the right to repossess the animal if the consumer misses even one payment. You know, we're talking about a situation where the consumer has probably paid, the actual purchase price should have been, let's say, $1,500, and it might end up being many times that after several years. And if the consumer misses even one payment, the leasing company, under these leases, maintains the right to, says that they have the right to repossess that animal. And I will say that when these transactions occur, it's not clear to the purchaser what's happening. They often sign something called an ownership agreement. They think they're actually buying the animal and they're just making installment payments. So it's really the whole leasing arrangement is shrouded in secrecy, and a lack of transparency at the outset. And consumers really don't know what they're getting into. It's wonderful that the legislature, New Jersey legislature, recognizes that this has no place morally in New Jersey, that pet stores and online pet sellers should not be allowed to use this to sell puppy mill animals. And again, I expect the governor to sign it. But again, we do discourage people from buying from pet stores and online pet sellers at the end of the day, because these animals are really cruelly bred. The mothers are not in great shape back at the puppy mills, and they're forced to breed repeatedly. And these puppies often come with disease and behavioral problems. So, you know, again, we're gratified that the New Jersey legislature recognizes that this has no place in New Jersey. We're hoping that people will adopt animals or purchase from responsible breeders.
We're having our time with Deborah Brush from the ASPCA, talking about the end of pet leasing here in New Jersey, thanks to legislation passed recently by the State House in Trenton. It's going to Governor Murphy's desk for signing. Just a real brief overview. Prohibits contracts in which the transfer of ownership of a cat or dog is contingent on making payments over a period of time subsequent to the transfer of possession of the cat or dog, unless those payments are on an unsecured loan for the purchase of the animal. Prohibits lease agreements, provide for or offer the option of transferring ownership of a cat or dog at the end of the lease term. Comes with heavy fines too, $10,000 or up to $10,000 for a first offense, up to $30,000 for any subsequent offense. It does allow for leasing of animals if used for security purposes on a short-term basis. And if you're a breeder, those are the two that do not come under the umbrella of this legislation, because obviously those are short-term situations. And
right.
That's not a permanent, you're not taking ownership or there's no emotional strings attached to the using of the animals in these cases.
Well, right. Actually, absolutely. It's important to note that this bill will not affect temporary leases. Leases where there's no ultimate intention that the person renting the animal will own the animal. This law will affect only lease to own arrangements where the expectation on the part of the consumer is that they will own the animal. They think they do own the animal often at the outset of the lease. There is a lot of, you know, intentional, I think, confusion created by pet stores and online pet sellers. And then the animal can be forfeited under these pet leases and to the pet leasing company. Or, as I said, you know, in some cases, pet leasing companies have insisted on the animals being brought to a shelter in order to negotiate better terms. So, yes, that is the difference. And this will have no effect on those temporary leasing arrangements.
And again, the bill in the Assembly was A4552, in the State Senate S3531, if you want to look it up. Certainly, if this is something that is of importance to you, certainly encourage the governor's office as well, or you're on the State House website, to have him put the signature on the bill to make it official. And again, surprisingly, New Jersey, one of only five states that has this ban in place. We've been talking with the Senior Director of State Legislation for the Upper Atlantic Region of the ASPCA, Deborah Brush, ASPCA.org, the website. Deborah, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.